just radio.
Politicians are smart, man. They certainly know how to not answer questions. They have tricks that no one ever seems to call them on. I'm sorry, I'm not taking questions today. Oh. Well, when will you be... Oh, that's a question.
Strategist Radio. Not taking...
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Empowering your business and marketing efforts with pinpoint accuracy.
I feel the need for speed.
Deploying targeted tactics.
I got tone. Fire it.
And leading edge business and marketing with purpose.
Up there, we got to push it.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
On the West Coast, Strategist Radio Live for your Monday, 18th day of January. Hello. Well, we got a good one for you today, talking about marketing strategy and how to reform your email marketing strategy in 2016. Now, some have exclaimed email marketing is dead. Big data researchers and analysts adamantly disagree with such a ridiculous notion. Did you know that there are five practical moves you can put into effect to make the most of your email marketing efforts this year? We talk about a way to make our way to 2016 by redefining our email marketing communication strategy so that we can ensure that we have a measurable difference for this year's profits. Also, we'll visit with Howard Schultz, founder, CEO of Starbucks, talk about leadership, and author and Rotman School of Management, Roger Martin, visits with my mentor, Harvard's one and only Dr. Michael Porter, talking about the importance of choice, all ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. To get to this morning, welcome to the program. Glad to have you back on board. Just to remind you, book of the month as we kick off 2016 this month, it is Strategy. Harvard Business School Press puts it out. It's an amazing book. It's an easy read, easy to understand. Strategy, this is for creating and implementing the best strategy for your business, talking about strategic execution, which drives success. The book covers strategy from the ground up, explaining what strategy really is and how to put together a strategic plan, what tools and resources are necessary to execute it, and how to measure the results. Check it out. You'll find it in our Strata Library on the Hub at tjmarino.com. There for you. Glad to have you on board as we do our program. Mondays now. This is kind of the Monday thing for 2016. Mondays for the podcast, Monday for the live airing over the internet. Want to thank our friends over at Blog Talk Radio, Alan Levy in particular. We've been in relationship with the platform for about the last, it's probably been 7 or 8 years now. And then, of course, our great friends over at Live 365. Check them both out. They are absolutely fabulous.
Yeah!
It's all about the relationships, right? All about the relationships. So a lot to talk about today on the program. We'll get into Howard Schultz on leadership and the importance of choice with my mentor, Dr. Michael Porter, in a few minutes at Harvard. And we'll also obviously talk about email marketing strategies, things you should be reforming, refining, retooling for 2016. All right, five little moves that you can consider, and I would highly suggest that you implement sooner than later. But first, let's talk a little bit about some of the dumb things that we kind of gave it its own little special title, as we make our way through the program. In some of the silly things that you see, and I don't know if you've seen this one. This is a recent activist group. They're called the Kai Activists, right? So this is in the Pacific Northwest, and they're the Kai Activists, and they're complaining, they're picketing against the petroleum companies. They're dirtying the water, et cetera, et cetera. Except one small problem. The kayaks are made out of petroleum. Isn't that unfortunate? Somebody didn't think that went through, did they? Oops. I'm sure their heart was in the right place, but little did they think about that. Now, maybe they did. Now, here's the other thing. How about you're in a particular business and people are marketing to you with what you already do? I like that one a lot. We'll get people that will send... Oh, they'll send us, one sheets and materials and press kits and media kits about how they're going to help us strategize for the new year, build websites, etc., video shooting. And it's what we do for a living. It's like, did you not take a least look at the website? Yeah! Hello. Yeah! You see, this is an easy problem to cure. Just do a little bit of due diligence, before you're going to reach out to a company. Not only say, hey, here's a company that might be of interest, interested in what we do, but you got to remember that you're always looking for their problems, looking for their goals, looking for their needs. Remember, we're achieving goals, solving problems, and satisfying needs. So before you go out and make a sales pitch to an organization, make sure you understand their problem with a solution. Make sure you understand their need. You're able to satisfy it, and then certainly make sure, too, that the goals that they're trying to achieve, that you can actually make that happen. There's some ideas for you. Hope that helps. All right?
Just radio.
It's about 7 minutes after six. Here on the West Coast, broadcasting live from the Reed Opera House. Check it out. Historical landmark in the state capital, Salem, Oregon. All right, we'll talk about how to reform your email strategy in 2016. But first, let's check in with Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. He defines leadership and explains some of the tactics and strategies that he considers as he continues to take Starbucks to all new heights. Howard Schultz.
When you are fighting for survival, fighting for respect, you're going to do anything because you're desperate. My wife, who's here today, she was pregnant with our first child, and I didn't have a salary for the first year of our company. I mean, I would have done anything to make sure a Starbucks survives. Now, can I expect that now that we have this size and scale of company, that someone who gets hired into Starbucks today is going to be as hungry as I was many, many years ago? And the short answer is probably not. However, I think we're talking about leadership now, and we're talking about instilling a mentality into the culture of the organization in which people need to understand that we cannot take a breath, that we have competitors who want to take the food off of our table. We have an economy in which there's 8% unemployment here, 9% unemployment in the U.S., and Starbucks Coffee Company is not something you have to have. It is a discretionary purchase. And so the mentality that you need in a business today, Starbucks or otherwise, to build sustainable success and enduring success is you have to eradicate the human behavior of relaxing, the human behavior of feeling like we have won. And what I have said in the last 2 years of Starbucks is there's no celebration. There's no victory lap. We haven't done squat. And I feel as if people need to understand that success is not an entitlement. It has to be earned and earned every day. And I also will say it's up to the leaders of a company to instill that mentality and imprint that behavior. And it's also up to the leaders to make decisive decisions when people are not adhering to that level of comprehensive, passionate commitment. I think the worst thing that can happen is that there is a level of bureaucracy and consensus building that the decision takes so long that the people who are in a position to benefit from the decision, just getting a decision, become so frustrated as a result of the process. And I think this goes back to a company that was once small and now getting bigger. And when you get bigger, you're trying to protect, trying to preserve, and you lose the courage to make the kind of decisions that once defined the company. And I just think, as I wrote in the book, especially during a crisis, that leaders need to be decisive and you have to be willing to make decisions without perfect information. And then, crisis or not, your people are waiting for you to make a decision. They deserve timely decision making and they deserve to understand how and why the decision was made.
Strategist Radio.
About 6:11 now for your Monday morning. I want to send a little love out to Tim Patterson. He is the trade show guy, the epitome of trade show expertise. Got a new book out called Trade Show Success, 14 Proven Steps to Take Your Trade Show Marketing to the Next Level. Pick up your copy today. Check out all the details at TradeShowSuccessBook.com. Way to go, Tim. All right, before we talk about marketing strategy and email reformation for 2016, what about the making choices, making decisions? Harvard's very own Dr. Michael Porter, my mentor, and he's also the dean, Rotman School of Management, along with author Roger Martin, share their keen and quite relevant insights relative to choice. Give a listen.
An excuse. To not make choices that at least I hear a lot is sort of the excuse that sort of comes from maybe the more high-tech kind of world, which is it's all emergent. You can't figure out what direction the world is going. So, yes, Mike Porter says you should figure out where to position yourself in your industry, but it's all changing so fast that that's a waste of time and you should just kind of go with the flow and figure it out on the fly. Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot. I don't know if you hear that that a lot.
I hear it. I hear it. A fair amount. What's the most valuable company in the world?
Apple.
Apple personifies choice.
Yeah.
And that's why they're the most valuable company in the world. Because And, look at how many, years and decades, Jobs was pounded, for, being crazy, because he was making had this clarity of purpose and understood that it was about design and it was about, engaging with the consumer and kind of rethinking, meeting some fundamental needs in a different way. I think that there are, when you have an entirely new field, like social media or something like that, there's going to be a lot of experimentation. There'll be a lot of mistakes made. There'll be a lot of things where you're going to learning by doing. What I've found in general is a company has to have some hazy, if not clear, has to have at least some understanding about how they're going to deliver something unique at the end of the day. That kind of guides them through this process of experimentation. That very few companies, certainly in more emergent fields, figure out a strategy on day one. They don't quite get, they don't know how the story is ultimately going to play out, but they have this insight, you know, that there's something that we're going to do that, you know, we can't find anybody else doing, and if we can figure out how to do that really, really well and keep learning how to do it well and keep fine-tuning and adjusting and improving, then at the end of the day, we'll actually deliver something different. I think that's the nature of the problem. So I don't want to make it... So I think, in a sense, you can't have a rigid idea of strategy that's something that you do up front and then you slavishly implement it. That's not the way it works. I mean, Henry Mintzberg's work, you know, had this emergent strategy notion. There was an important grain of truth there. That there is a continuous learning process, both because you didn't figure it out and because things change. That said, at the end of the day, what makes a company distinctive is some trade-offs or choices it chooses to make, often maybe intuitively. Another thing I say is strategy is ultimately you got to place a bet. You know, you just can't hedge against all potential futures, because if you do, you'll never ultimately be truly successful. So that's uncomfortable. So for those that don't want to make a bet and that just want to hedge, I think their highest and best purpose will be mediocrity, maybe, and survival. But, you know, those that want to create truly enduring value for customers and truly unique companies, I think ultimately are the people who have that sense of what they want to do.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio, how are you? Glad to see you on board. Yeah, we do this every Monday morning live from the Reed Opera House, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time. You can pick it up on the net around the globe as we serve out to over 120 countries in our near almost 15 years of doing this. Wow, time flies. Welcome to the new year, by the way. Get all the details for upcoming programs, blog posts, etc. over on the hub at tjmoreno.com. Please do help yourself. Also, if you want to email me, you can email me at info. Or actually, rather, go send it to support. Support at tjmoreno.com. You'll get it my way. Also, if you check out my social media, you can reach me there, especially on Google+, because all the contact information there. And that web address is very simply tjmoreno.com/... the G, lowercase g, and the plus sign. On Twitter, it's simply tjmoreno.com/Twitter. And on LinkedIn, tjmoreno.com/LinkedIn. Love to hear from you there. And you can also pop over to our web property over at The Strategist, which is at tjmoreno.com, or over at our corporate hub, which is over at trinitywebworks.com. Love to see you there as well. All right, so let's talk about email marketing. And we've heard some exclaim that email marketing is dead. We've seen that over the last few years, particularly when social media came into the fray. Big data researchers, analysts adamantly disagree with such a silly notion. But did you know that there are 5 practical moves we can prepare for and implement to make the most of our email marketing efforts for this year? And as we make our way deeper into the new year, 2016, what are some of the things you might do to refine your email marketing communication strategy to make it a more measurable, render a measurable difference for this year's profits for you and your organization? All right. For marketers, perfect time of year to evaluate overall strategy, right? You probably started doing that maybe even into October last year. I know we did October, November, December as we prepared for the new year. And the concept was to, decide to make some refinements to see what worked last year, make changes. Of course, we're always doing that, right? You're always doing that every day in business because you're dynamic, right? You're nimble and dynamic. Got to be paying attention. But really, what's worked, what's not worked, and then you make those shifts. Now, to set up marketers and their enterprises for a banner year, particularly focusing on email, here's 5 things you can do, 5, functions, characteristics, activities. One is to own what we call the omni-channel. omni-channel, own the omni-channel. Now, many people will step into the new year by what, downsizing and getting rid of maybe some of that old junk. As a marketer, it's important to take that same approach and consolidate marketing channels to create a more streamlined communication process, right? Now, this is especially helpful for you and I as we market, particularly when we have multiple roles within our organization. You may wear 15 hats. I know I wear at least 8 to 10 every single day, right? So the concept here is, how do we, with our multiple roles, organize, be more organized with our the consistency across multiple channels? Well, this approach is going to reinforce the concept of how you strengthen your brand and provide a seamless experience to your contacts, whether you're interacting through your website, social media pages, or even emails. So email is going to be part of that. It's not just going to be social media. It's not just going to be the blog. It's not just going to be advertising. It's not just going to be email. So the concept is to take this multi-channel approach and make sure that you're consistent across all channels, particularly in the way of the goal being to effectively communicate with your unique, your defined target audience. Next is to move mobile beyond responsive design. A lot of the websites over the last few years have been developed, God, I hope so, with a responsive design. That basically means somebody comes to your web property and they're coming there on a mobile device. Maybe it's a smartphone, could be a tablet. And what does it look like there? Does it look different than, say, on your desktop or on a maybe it's a notebook PC? Every screen's a little bit different. One device over another device has different functionality. And so you want to make sure that your web property certainly is responsive. So this also holds true for email, right? Because they may be using Gmail. They might be using some other email marketing, email client, other than Gmail for collecting your email information. Because you remember, you're distributing email marketing to them. So majority of marketers have already jumped on the responsive design bandwagon. Sure, we hope so. But consumer mobile activity is increasing every day. And for 2016, one of the things you really want to consider is take it to the next step relative to your responsive design 2.0 by customizing your calls to actions, CTAs, for mobile users, and also by leveraging data to achieve more effective interaction. And you can do that, okay? Consider implementing maybe a new strategy, like maybe it's geo-targeting, to deliver more targeted. A lot of times we go after the globe with our products and services, and we're missing out on that local geo. And local geos also help you test your product or service, so you don't go out there and just blow your wad and get your lights turned out in short order. Next, you've got to be able to dive into the big data. The term big data received a lot of attention, as you know, in 2015, and it isn't showing any signs of slowing down anytime soon. As a marketer, okay, operating your business, CMO, data analysis is the most effective way to gain insight into what contacts like and dislike in their emails. Now, understanding this allows for micro-personalization messaging, and I'll talk more about that in the next few months, and increased engagement with contacts. Now, in 2016, one of the things you might do, I suggest, would be to aim to leverage order entry, maybe point of sale, and or customer relationship management, CRM solutions, to find new ways to segment. Remember, we're going to take our target audience, and then we're going to segment that audience. We want to segment our customers and our prospects. We want to parse that out. Okay, one size doesn't fit all. All right. Otherwise, you're going to have a disconnect. You want to go back to quality. This is the number four step. And really, this is important. And, you know, content is queen, king, right? In 2015, traditional internet service providers, ISPs, became increasingly selective with the type of mail they allowed into their inbox. This year, web professionals can expect increasingly stringent criteria and more obstacles to overcome in order to reach the users, because everybody's got these filters, right? Well, to make sure messages arrive in the inbox safe and sound, you may want to try to distribute contact in a very useful way, interactive and also very interesting. And this is why it's really vital to know your target audience, to really know their demographic, the geographic, the behavioral attributes, and their psychographic, how they speak, where they live, what is their culture. Okay, you got to consider employing new and maybe some exciting types of content. Maybe it's more videos. Okay, you can embed those in emails, quizzes, a contest to drive engagement, right, to get them hands-on and to build stronger relationships with your contacts. And then finally, this is a lot of fun. I do this in most of my posts, and you'll see my emojis, right, with texting and instant messaging solidified as a new universal form of communication. Emojis have become more, I would should say much more, than just a passing trend. Since they're already a familiar part of everyday conversations, emojis in email resonate well with contacts and also establish a sense of ease and recognition with a brand and in its messaging. Emojis can also help messages stand out from a crowd of monotonous text-heavy emails. So in 2016 resolution, test out some of these emojis in maybe your subject lines to give them a little more punch and increase overall interaction with users, okay? And if a company marketing tactics that you're looking at really is giving you migraine headaches, let me know. Reach out. Send me an email to support at tjmarino.com and say, hey, here's what I'm trying. The other day, a good friend, Bill, tossed back a little note and said, hey, anything else you could add to this would be super great. We were talking about website development. I'll answer you, but you just got to send it my way, all right? And again, you can either ping me on one of the social media platforms, or you can send me a direct email at support at tjmarino.com. I would love to absolutely hear from you. EJ McGowan, I want to appreciate your insight today relative to these email marketing resolutions for this year. He is a general manager of Campaigner. Thanks a ton, EJ. You're amazing. All right. So that's a wrap for this Monday morning. If there's something you'd like for me to focus on in an upcoming program, I'd love to hear from you. All right. Send me an email to support at tjmarino.com. Remember, I love you. Go out and love somebody today. Okay? People are frightened out there. All right? Some people are nervous and cranky. It's a new year. Look at politics. What's going on? Who's going to be the next president? What's going on with the economy? Go out and share some love. Put a big smile on your face. Go out and tell people how wonderful they are. All right? Go out and love your family. Call your mom. Make it a great rest of your week. I'll see you next week. Kelly, go ahead and close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support at tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.